Kelsey's free throw is on its way. Front iron no good, but she gets her own rebound. Could have called the jump ball, but she gets it out to Elsie for the three. No. Attempted save by Hill, and they're going to say that she did get it off one of the plate of Bulldogs. It's going to be Rashier Ball up from under their own basket.
Meanwhile, the Tigers inbound it. It's in the corner. Now Scudder gets it top of the key underneath to Kelsey, who has to dribble out away from the defense. Hill has it meanwhile. Gets it across to the left wing to Cole. Cole with the ball fake. Dribbles into the lane. Looking. Lob pass over the top to Scudder. Puts it off the glass and good. That was a nice look there by Sheree Cole. And it's going to be 4-2 Tigers. Hager brings it across midcourt. Fast and furious. It's going to be knocked away by Kelsey. And Meade picks it up over on the right left-hand wing. Gets it to Hager, and Hager's going to restart the offense here. Hager tried to beat the press with a layup, but Kelsey was able to knock it away. Meanwhile, Hansett has it over on the right-hand wing. Stops the dribble, gives it to Bain. Bain over to Hager. Hager holds it high and looks in. There's going to be a shot by Meade. It's going to be rebounded by the Lady Bulldogs and picked up by Elsie, and we're going to be heading the other way. Trey Cole brings it across half court. Bounce pass inside to Scudder. Scudder with the give and go. No good. It's going to be picked up by Bain, and Bain's going to get it to Hager, and the Lady Bulldogs coming the other way.
Good thought there, but it didn't work for the Tigers.
Not quite. Hager holds it high at the circle. Gets it to Meade. Meade holding it high, looking in. Gets it to Hansen. Hansen holds it high. Dribbles around. Everybody leaves her alone, so she's going to put a shot up. Back to the rim. No good. Rebound tipped around. Controlled by Bain. Misses the shot. Gets her own rebound. She's going to be fouled by Kelsey.
That's two early fouls here for Bain. Going to have another free throw opportunity.
And the rebounding problems are something that's been plaguing the Tigers early on in the season, especially at Novinger on Friday. Meanwhile, Bain's going to be at the free throw line again. She puts in another one.
So far, it's Tigers 4, Bain 3.
All from the line. Second one is good. Nice little left-handed shot by the center for the Lady Bulldogs. Sheree Cole has it. Gets it in the middle to Elsie on the press. Elsie gets it across the line to Kelsey, and Kelsey is going to hold it up. Sheree Cole has it between the circles. Picks up her dribble, gives it to Kelsey at the elbow. Nice little backdoor pass to Kelsey. She puts it over the front of the rim and good. Nice play there. This is the kind of offense that they weren't really running very well in their last couple games, but these are the Tigers we've come to know and love here. Meanwhile, the Lady Bulldogs get it across the way. Hager. Oh, blocked by Sheree Cole. She never even got it out of her hand on that one.
Sheree's probably the shortest player on the Tiger team.
I think she is. Meanwhile, Hill gets it from the... Oh, from 18 foot. Jesse Hill puts it in, and the Tigers are putting some points on the board now. And there's going to cause a turnover by the Lady... Oh, they're going to say it was touched by the Tigers.
That's a bad call. I didn't see Sheree get her hand on that.
We just talked about how she was able to get up for that block, but we don't want to say she was that tall anyway. Meanwhile, Bain has it, gets it to Hager. Hager with the ball fake, and she's going to try to bring it across. Trapped in the corner by Kelsey and Cole, gets it across to Hansen, across the timeline, and Lady Bulldogs have tried to set up their offense here. Hansen, crossover dribble, and gets it to Hager at the circle. Hager to Bain, back out to Meade. Meade to Hansen. Hansen has it over on the right-hand wing. Holds it high. Bounce pass to Hager. Hager holds it high now. She tries to dribble around the perimeter. Gets it to... Hansen now has it at the free throw line. Another block by Cole there, but Hansen's able to get it back. And the play to coach is not happy. He calls timeout.
Oh, he's hot right now.
And he's right in front of us.
Well, Tigers look good here early, being able to feed the ball inside and working the given goal pretty well, too.
Well, they've been hitting their shots. I mean, you can run your offense all you want, but if you're not hitting your shots, you're not going to win. So, oh, looks like we have 2:54 left to go in the first quarter. It's 8-4 Tigers. As long as we can keep Bain off the line, I think we'll be all right tonight.
Yeah.
All right, well, Lady Bulldogs throw it in, unbeknownst to us. Kimmel has it. Gets it to Hansen over on the left-hand wing, right-hand wing. It's going to be knocked away by Scudder and picked up by Cole. Lady Tigers are heading the other way. Cole gets it, picks up her dribble, gives it to Elsie over on the right-hand wing. Elsie with a ball fake. Sets up from the 18, no good. It's going to be rebounded inside. Oh, and Elsie's going to get her hands in there on the rebound and calls a jump ball.
That was a smart play by Elsie. Get her hands in there, get a jump ball for the Tigers. Didn't work out, but she did switch the possession arrow, so next time it will be Tiger ball. Meanwhile, the Bulldogs bring it up the court to get it to Easley. Now she gets it to Kimmel at the top of the key. Kimmel gets it right wing for Hansen. Hansen now to the top of the key for Easley. And they're going to get her on a walk, I believe. 2:12 left to go. It's 8-4, first quarter action. Cole brings it across the timeline for the Tigers. She gets it right wing for Elsie. Elsie holds, now gets it under the right elbow. Now to Kelsey, dribbles down off the right block, shoots it over the basket, no good, rebounded by Hansen of La Plata. She gets it off to Kimmel. Kimmel's going to bring it across half court. Now gets it right wing for Hansen, now back to Kimmel over top the key. Kimmel now right wing for Bain. Bain dribbles to the top of the key, hands off to Meade. Meade now gets it left wing for Kimmel, and Kimmel's going to bring it to the top of the key. A lot of outside passing here for La Plata. They work it into Bain. Now gets a left wing for Kimmel. From 20 feet, it's good. That's a good-looking shot there for Kimmel. But she gets the ball in to Cole. Gets it off to Kimberly Elsie. Now to the right wing for Kelsey. Kelsey gets to the top of the key for Elsie. Elsie now right elbow for Kelsey. Kelsey gets it back to Elsie. Elsie gets to the top of the key for Cole. Cole sets up the offense. Now gets it into Kelsey. Kelsey has it at the free throw line. Now gets it right wing for Elsie. Back to Kelsey, right elbow. Kelsey dribbles outside the arc. Gets it to the top of the key for Hill. Hill gets it into Scudder. Scudder at the left elbow passes to a cutting Elsie. And her shot is blocked by Hansen. Man, Hansen's short too. The short girls are getting their blocks in tonight. Kelsey has it from underneath the basket. She gets it out to Elsie just on the side of the court here. Elsie has it top the key. Holds, now gets it to Kelsey. Kelsey tried to hit a cutting Hill, but it didn't work. She gets it now right wing for Elsie for a spot up three. Yeah.
There you go. Way to go, Kimberly. We've been waiting for her to shoot that all season long, and she poured one in there. She thought about driving in, I think, first, and ended up staying outside and putting it in. Meanwhile, Kimmel is going to get fouled by Kelsey. Ooh, what is that, three on her?
Two at least. One.
Well, we've been way off on the other ones then. Kimmel gets it, has it at the circle, and the Bulldogs have 25 seconds to run a play in the first quarter. It's 11-6 Tigers. Kimmel holds it high at top of the key, gets it in, stolen by Kelsey, trying to get it to Bain. Kelsey will bring it across, actually gets it to Cole, who brings it across. Cole, left lane wing to Elsie. Elsie uses the pick by a Scudder, open from 8, but doesn't put it in, gives it to Kelsey off the backboard, no good. It's going to be rebounded by Bain. 5 seconds left, 4-3. Kimmel has it. She's going to be able to put up a three at the buzzer. No good.
She did draw iron on it.
Now, this Kimmel didn't start, but she's been kind of a spark plug for this team since she came in, although her team's been outscored 3-2, but she definitely acts like she knows what she's doing out there with the ball. Hey, we got first quarter stats here at Jesse Hill. Jesse Hill has 2 points. Kimberly Elsie with 5. Haley Kelsey with 2. Christina Scudder with 2. That adds up to 11. Nice job, John. For La Plata, we have Kimmel with 2, and we have Bain with her 4 free throws, and that adds up to 6.
Yeah, I just kept all this. No.
Oh, hey, let's play some basketball.
Haley gets it into Cole. Cole has it now left wing. Gets it into Hill. Hill dribbles onto the left elbow. Gets it cutting. Scudder off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Kelsey. Kelsey puts it up. No good. Rebounded by Kelsey again. She puts up another shot. No good. And it's going to be out of bounds off of Scudder. Boy, missed opportunity there for the Tigers. They had a lot of point-blank shots that they couldn't capitalize on. They got a foul on Scudder, I guess, on the... Well, it looked like she had position. I don't know how they got her for a foul. Anyway, it's going to be a play to ball. They get it to Hanson, gets it across the timeline. Now top the key for Meade. Meade gets it back to Hanson. Hanson dribbles at the top of the key, now holds, gets a right wing for Easley. Easley has it stolen by Kelsey. Kelsey brings it across the floor for the Tigers. She gets it off to Cole. Cole dribbles between the circles, now gets it into Ashley Clarkson, who entered the game for Scudder. Ashley almost traveled, now gets it to Elsie for the three. She's thought about it, but dribbles now into the left elbow. Passes to a cutting Clarkson. She puts up a shot, and it's no good, and it's rebounded by... It's going to be out of bounds off of La Plata. Stay, Brashear ball. Elsie to throw it in for Brashear. She finds Cole just outside the arc. Cole has it now. Top the key, gets it into the left elbow for Clarkson. Clarkson looks around and, again, get her for a walk. I don't know. She might have shuffled the feet there. 7 minutes left to go, first half. It's 11-6 in favor of the Tigers. Bulldog ball. They get it into the corner, but it's going to be knocked out of bounds by one of the players, and it's going to be Brashear ball now. Elsie passes it into Kelsey from about 6 feet. She dribbles around, now puts up a shot off the glass. No good. Should have been rebounded by Clarkson there, but has it knocked away, and it's Hanson comes with it for La Plata. Hanson gets it across the timeline, hands off to Kimmel. Kimmel has it top of the key, gets a right wing for Meade. Meade looks in, guarded by Hill. Takes it down to the baseline and passes out to Cole. Got her hand on it, knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Bulldog ball.
Tigers are pretty active there on the defensive end of the floor, getting their hands on a lot of passes and stuff. Fill up those lanes, they say. Hey, and La Plata has it over. It gets it to Hanson, who holds it high at the top of the key, guarded closely by Cole, who's playing the top of that zone. Meanwhile, Kimmel gets it out to Meade, gets it over to Hanson, back out to Kimmel, and Kimmel says, set it up, we're going to run this again until we get it right. Almost hits her player in the face. That'll be number 51, Pickens. Pickens gets it back out to Kimmel, gets it to Meade. Meade, ball fake around Hill, puts up a shot from 10, no good. Inside position, Kimberly Elsie, and she's going to get the rebound. Gets it to Cole. Cole bring it across. Nice job by Kimberly Elsie on the rebound. Obviously, they've done some rebounding drills since the last game I saw. Hill holds it high, looks for somebody, gets it to Elsie. Top of the key, bounce pass to Kelsey. Kelsey has it at the free throw line, gets it back to Hill. Quick pass to Cole. Left-hand wing, gets it inside to Kelsey on the block. Nice little reverse pivot, and good. Boy, that was a nice play there by Haley Kelsey. Kimmel gets it in the middle of the zone, too.
That's, Easley there.
Oh, it doesn't matter because they turned it over and it's going to come back to the Tigers. I lost the name for just long enough. Hey, Coach Tipton just walked into the place. It's Celeb Fest here at Brashear Arena. Meanwhile, Hill has it on left-hand wing into the lane. Gives it out to Elsie. Brashear trying to get into the lane and get people moving toward the basket and see if they can open up some passing lanes there like that. They go over the top to Kelsey, and that's good. I think I called that one.
That was a good work there.
They don't pay me enough for the analysis I do. Meanwhile, Kimmel has it. Crossover dribble to get away from Cole. Lob pass is going to be picked up by Easley, who gets it to Hanson. Knocked up in the air by Kelsey. It's going to be controlled by
Kimmel.
And Kimmel gets it over to Pickens. Pickens jump stop at the block. Some frantic defense here by Brashear. La Plata is lucky to come away with this with the ball for a little bit. Kimmel has it at the circle, and she says, everybody calm down. I'm going to try to run something here. Hanson has it over on the right-hand wing. Top of the key to Pickens. Thinks about a three. Bounce pass to Hanson, who's going to put it up from 18. No good off back of the rim. She gets her own rebound. Follow your shot, kids. And Pickens gets it at the free throw line. Shovels her feet, and that's going to be go over to the Tigers.
The old Tiger defense is absolutely harassing the Bulldogs right now, and it's working.
It is. They look good out there. 15-6 with 4:28 left to go in the second quarter.
Elsie has the ball for Bashir. She brings it across the court. She gets it right wing now for Hill. Hill looks in, now dribbles to the free throw line. Has the ball stripped away by Kimmel, but they're going to get a jump ball. And the possession of favors the Bulldogs. It'll be a play to ball here. Meade to inbound. She finds clear across the court. Almost stolen by Elsie, but it does get to Caitlin safely. She gets it off to Kimmel at the top of the key. Kimmel holds. Now gets it left wing for Meade. Meade looks in. Gets it top of the key for safely. Safely gets it into the corner for Kimmel. Kimmel now to Hansen. Hansen dribbles out. Cross-court pass to Pickens. Pickens guy gets it to safely now into the corner for Hansen. Works it into Meade. She puts up a shot. No good. Gets her own rebound off the left pocket. Good this time. Good-looking follow there by Meade. She got her own rebound. Put it up and in second time. 15-8 with 3:40 left to go second quarter. Elsie brings it across for the Tigers. Gets it to Collip. Collip dribbles around a screen by Clarkson. Now gets it off to Hill. Hill has it left wing. Now dribbles right. Tries to pass it into Kelsey. Knocked away by Kimmel, but Elsie recovers for the Tigers. She has it right wing. Gets it top the key for Hill. Hill now gets it left wing for Collip. Collip goes around another Clarkson screen. She dribbles along the baseline. Gets it off to Kelsey. Right block. Off the glass and good.
Nice little, she took her non-pivot leg and used it to get up in front of the La Plata Bulldog defender and was able to put one off the glass and good. Meanwhile, Pickens has it on the other end of the court. Nice little, that's the way you break the press there. Three or four passes and Pickens is wide open underneath the basket. Hansen, meanwhile, at the other end of the floor is going to be called for the foul. A little bit of aggressive defense on the press. And it'll stay Tigers ball. That's the first foul on La Plata. Second foul, 17-10 Tigers, 2:54 left to go in the first half. Kelsey looking for somebody to get it to. Gets it to Collip, who's out there with Elsie, Ashley Clarkson, and Bridget Clarkson.
The Clarkson duo.
There we go. Kimberly Elsie brings it across, left hand, and has it between the circles. Gets it to Collip over on the left-hand wing. Collip with the left hand. Up underneath, all the way in, good. You got to stop the ball. Collip was able to take it all the way from the left wing and shoot the layup underneath. Meanwhile, Lady Bulldogs break the press. That safely has it over on the left wing. Gets it to Hansen. Hansen, one dribble in. And good. Rattles home a three-pointer.
That was a good-looking stroke there by Hansen.
Well, she was able to pull up and take a dribble. Nobody was guarding her still. Meanwhile, Tigers having trouble with the press. Elsie gives it to Bridget Clarkson. Tries to dribble out, and she's going to be fouled by Kimmel, I believe, or safely. They were both over there.
I think you're going to get Kimmel with a foul. Meanwhile, Christina Scudder checks in for Ashley Clarkson. Tiger going to inbound it on the sideline this time. They get it into Elsie. Elsie gets it across half court here. She gets it off to Kelsey, and Kelsey dribbles now right wing. Now back to top the key for Elsie. Elsie gets it in left elbow for Scudder. Thinks about hitting Collip on this cutting towards the basket. She gives it instead back out to Elsie. Elsie gets it right wing for Clarkson, and Bridget Clarkson has it stripped away by Safely, and Safely hands it off to Kimmel. Kimmel brings it down the court for the Bulldogs. She gets it right wing for Safely. Spot up. Jumper just inside the arc, and it's good. 19-15 with 1:39 left to go second quarter. It's the Tiger advantage, but just barely. Meanwhile, Collip has it stripped by a cutting Hansen. Collip was dribbling down the court, and Hansen comes in behind her and knocks it out, but in the process of regathering the ball, Hansen traveled, so it will remain Bashir ball. Kelsey to inbound underneath Bashir's basket. She gets it left wing for Cole. Cole gets it now into Scudder, knocked away by Bain, but Kimberly Elsie recovers. She gets it right wing for Collip. Collip dribbles into the free throw line, now back out to Cole. Cole has it left wing, dribbles into the towards the left block, but now pulls it back out. She gets it to Collip on the left side of the court, just inside the three-point arc, and she misses, but it's rebounded by Elsie. And meanwhile, they get it to Kelsey. Kelsey hits Elsie, running towards the basket, and she put it up and in, and she was fouled by La Plata. Basket will be good, and they're going to tag Safely with her first foul.
That's about the third or fourth time this game that the back door cuts work for the Tigers. Might as well keep doing it. They're getting the right people heading to the basket at the right time, and Elsie's going to shoot a free throw. That's good. It'll be 22-15. A little mini run by the Bulldogs is cut short by free throw shooting. Meanwhile, Hager is going to be fouled over on the sideline right in front of us. That'll be the fifth team foul on the Tigers. No team in the bonus yet. 54 seconds left to go in the first half. It's 22-15. Hager inbound right in front of us at half court. Gets it out to Kimmel. Kimmel will bring it across. Kimmel didn't start tonight, Tyler, but she looks like she's the one that runs the offense usually.
She played, I think, the most minutes maybe for a play. She's been in there. She came in pretty early in the game, and she stayed.
Yep. There's been a lot of substitutions. Meanwhile, a little two-man game by the Tigers. The Bulldogs. Williams gets it out to Hansen. Hansen fakes three at the top of the key. Gets it over to Kimmel. Kimmel with a jump stop. Inside, knocked away by Scudder. Nice play by Scudder to come over the top and not cause the foul. Cole will get it with 18 seconds left to go in the first half. Cole has it over on the right-hand wing. Gives it to Kelsey. Kelsey drives baseline. Is anybody going to stop her? Nope. She's caught underneath the basket, and they foul her anyway. She may have been bailed out there because there's no way she had a shot unless she threw an extra elbow joint in her arm.
It was going to have to be one of those Magic Johnson around the backboard type shots.
Yeah. It's been a while, Magic. Meanwhile, Kelsey's going to shoot two, misses the first. 10 seconds even left, 22-15. Tigers are leading. This will be Kelsey's second shot. It's off the rim, no good. Rebounded by the Bulldogs. Hansen gets it. Going to be knocked away. Picked up by Elzy. Elzy with 4 seconds left. Gets it to Collip. To Cole. Cole's going to throw up a three at the buzzer. No good. Rattled around on the rim and no good. I was the only one in the gym talking at that time.
It was a good play by the Tigers to set that up with about 10 seconds left. Nice work.
It was a good play. I mean, they got an open shot for Cole. It just kind of rolled around in the rim and came out. And not much you can do about that. Tigers are going to go into the locker room ahead 22-15.
Thank you.
Well, back for some second half action. Just to get you caught up on some halftime statistics here. Jesse Hill, for the Tigers, the leading scorer was Haley Kelsey. She had 8. Kimberly Elsie had 8 as well. Chelsea Collup had 2. Christina Scudderd had 2. And Jesse Hill had 2 to make up for the rest of the Tigers' score. At halftime, it's 22-15 in favor of the Tigers. We're getting ready to get set for the second half here. We'll be ready to go in about 15 seconds.
Again, if I could have everyone's attention, we have a blue Ford Tempo parked on the west end of our building that is blocking in someone. License plate 211-FBW. Again, a blue Ford Tempo parked on the west end of our building that needs to be moved. Thank you.
Here we go. Going to be Tiger ball to start the second half. Cole's going to bring it across for the Tigers. She has the top of the key. Gets her right wing for Elsie. Elsie could shoot that 3, but she instead gets it back out to Hill. Top of the key. Now gets it left wing for Cole. Cole spot up 3. Yeah.
Hey.
Nothing but net there
Trey
for Cole. Cole
2-for-2 from 3-point land tonight. And Hanson will bring it across for the Bulldogs. He's got to stop the ball. Gets it to Bain. Bain shovels the feet underneath and good. Kelsey throws it into Elsie. Full court press by the Bulldogs. Over the top to Cole. Cole in the middle of Hill. Hill puts it down. Gets it to Cole. Cole over on the right-hand wing. Is going to bring it out. Get some instructions from her coach. Gets it to Elsie. Elsie thinks about 3 and gets it to Cole on the wing. To Kelsey at the elbow. To Hill at the other elbow. All the way across to Kelsey over on the left-hand baseline. Bain comes over the top and it's going to be a foul on the Bulldogs. And
Elsie had kind of a shot put pass there. I don't know. She passed with her one arm there. I don't know what that was trying to accomplish. But
maybe she wanted to take it back halfway through. I don't know. Cole gets it to Elsie on the baseline. I got the Cole left-hand wing. Gives it to Hill. Hill gives it to Elsie on the right-hand baseline now. Over to Cole. Cole holds it high. Gives it to Elsie at the free throw line. Underneath to Scudder. One hand. No good. And the rebound goes off to Hager. Hager brings it across. And nobody's going to stop her. She's going all the way in. Go, gets it to Bain. Nice play by Hager. I don't know how she was able to pass that over to Bain underneath, but Bain was able to put up and in. Hey, guess who's shooting more free throws?
This will be her 5th attempt, I think, and she's 4-for-4 so far. So
let her keep shooting. Lefty up. Good. Hey. I think LaPeta wants to get her on the line more. Elsie trapped it, or Cole trapped in the corner. Elsie is. Gets it to Cole now. Cole in the middle to Hill. Hill gives it over to Kelsey. Underneath, it's going to be too high for Scudder, and it's going to be going back to the Bulldogs. Pressure calls a turnover there. Tigers got a little bit jumpy on the fast break out of the press. LaPeta will throw it in underneath. Kelsey's coming out. Collip goes in. Bain underneath the basket. Gets it to Hager. Hager with the ball fake. Gets past Collip. They're not stopping it again, and she's going to travel. It's going to go back to the Tigers.
Tenacious defense there by Collip all the way down the court. She flew over for that pump fake, and it caused Hager to travel. Cole has an alpha Brashear. She could have taken it to the hoop, I think, uncontested, but pulls back, gets it to Hill for a 5-footer. Good. Good looking shot there by
Hill. I believe
that was
an 8-footer there. It still counts for 2.
I'll split the difference. I'll call it a 6-footer, 5.5.
There's going to be a turnover on the Bulldogs on the opposite side. Step on the base or step on the sideline. Scott is going to throw it into Cole, who has it between the circles. Gives it to Collip on the left-hand wing. Holds it high, low, dribbles, and looking for somebody past 2. Gets it to Hill at the top of the key. Over to Cole. Cole thinks about 3. Gets it to Elsie instead over on the left-hand baseline. Excuse me, right baseline. Elsie gets it back, thinks about 3 again. Picked by Cole, gets her free, gets it to Collip between the circles. Collip's going left side, back to the right to Cole. Cole inside to Hill. Hill, a little hitch in her giddy up there, and she ends up missing the basket from 15. Bain gets the rebound, trapped in the corner, gets it to Hager. Tigers trap. And it's going to come in there to...
Easily.
Who gets it to... I'm lost on my names here.
Meade.
I know Hager has it now and gets it to Hansen. Hansen puts it up. No good. Rebound by Collip, who gets it to Cole. And the Bulldogs have to pull off because there wasn't a made basket. Kelsey gets it over on the side.
Ooh.
No good up front of the rim. Rebound. Shuffled underneath. And it's going to be picked up by Easley. Who gets underneath to Hager. Hager.
Oh.
In the middle to Easley. Back to Hager. Hager's going to bring it across. Left hand. Trap in the corner by Elzy and Cole. And now, oh, they're going to call Jesse coming up underneath on the play there between the circles. That'll be the first foul, second foul on the Tigers in this half.
Second foul on Hill as well. Going to be play the ball. Hager dribbles right into the defense, now gets it off to Meade. Meade with a six-footer, no good, rebounded by Scudder. Scudder gets it to Cole, and we're headed the other way. Cole looks for instruction from the coach. Now calls the play. Gets it left wing for Elzy. Elzy brings it now to the top of the key. She twiddles her fingers. I guess that's a play. Now gets it left wing for Cole. Cole has it. Gets it into the elbow for Hill. Hill now back out for Elzy. Elzy hands off to Hill again. Top of the key. Hill gets it right wing for Cole. Cole thought about the three. Now gets it into the corner for Collup. And they're going to get Scudder, I think. 3 seconds in the lane. Turnover on Bashir. Going to be La Plata ball now. Meade to inbound. Tried to get it into Hager, and it's knocked out of bounds by Collup. He'll remain with La Plata. Meade to inbound again. This time she finds Easley, and she knocks it around and comes up with it, but they're going to get a foul on Bashir as they went after the ball. They ran into each other. They're going to get it on Collup. I believe that's her second foul. Hager with the ball. Pass attempt to Hansen is knocked away by Cole. Hansen and Cole slide in and cover it up at the same time. Jump ball in possession of favors the Bulldogs. They get it into Bain. Bain stops, pulls up. Off the back iron, no good. Rebounded by Easley. Easley gets it right wing now for Hansen. Hansen takes a dribble inside the arc, puts it up from 15, and it's good. Good looking stroke there by Hansen. She's got a nice shot. They get the ball into Elzy, the Tigers do. She gets it off to Cole. Cole pressured by Hager. Now Cole gets it across the timeline, gets it right side of the court, and a timeout here by Bashir. With 3:44 left to go, third quarter, it's 27-22 in favor of the Tigers.
Both teams struggling a little bit at this point to get a good offense going.
It looks to me like the Tigers, they have some open looks from beyond the arc. They wait too long to decide, and by then the defense gets out and it's too late. As soon as they get the ball, if they have an open look, especially Cole and Elzy, they've been having open looks, and they've been hitting them early on. I'd let them fire it.
Well, at least around the perimeter, the Tiger passes are about a half a step faster than the play to defense. In the first half, it was both inside and outside passes were that way. Now the Tigers are going to have to work and try to get some open outside shots because it looks like the plate is sagging on a little bit on the inside. Meanwhile, Elzy gets it to Collip between the circles. Back out to Elzy. Elzy to Collip, left-hand wing to Hill. Hill holds it high and gets it to Cole, top of the key. Gets it to Elzy. Elzy fakes left and goes right to Hill. Hill fakes, gets it to Collip, over to Elzy. Elzy to Collip. Around the perimeter, like I was saying, Cole has it. Gives it to Elzy. Elzy to Hill, left-hand wing. Gets to Elzy between the circles. Maybe they need to reset and start over again. Cole finally gets it open from 18. Good. Nice shot. Sheree Cole, just grab it and shoot it. That's probably the best policy there. Meanwhile, there's going to be a foul on Tigers on the press. That'll be a foul on Jesse Hill. That'll be the team's fourth.
That'll be
Hill's third. Hansen, meanwhile, gets it at the free throw line. Lets everybody go by her. Throws up an air ball. Rebound underneath is good. To Meade. Meade puts it up off the glass on the rebound and in. Elzy trapped underneath the basket. Gets it to Cole. Cole looking over the top to Elzy, and Elzy's going to bring it across. 2:40 left to go. 29-24 Tigers. Baseline for Collip. Collip gives it to the right-hand wing for Cole. To Hill, back over to Elzy. Elzy left-hand wing. Cole, top of the key. Collip. Back around to Hill. Hill looks inside and gets it out to Collip again. Around the perimeter we go to Cole, who gets it. Back out to Collip. To Eldy. Tigers working it in and out. Cole is going to throw up another three. Off the back of the rim, no good. That one looked good on the way. And Collip's able to chase down the rebound in the corner. Elzy gets it to Cole. Top of the key, back to Elzy. And they're playing a little two-man game here. Now Hill gets involved. Hill to Collip. Back to Cole, to Elzy.
This is good clock burning by the Tigers.
It is. Collip has it between the circles to Elzy. Elzy to Cole. Back to Collip. Collip gets it to Hill between the circles to Elzy. We've heard this song before. Meanwhile, Scudder gets it at the elbow, fires the pass across to Hill, who loses it. And it's going to be off Collip's hands and out of bounds. It's going to go to the Bulldogs. 29-24 with 1:45 left to go in the third.
I think the Tigers successfully burned about a minute and a half there, though. Just around the corner, whole time. Bulldogs inbound to a new face. They get it into Parrish, Katie Parrish. She gets it off to Hanson. Hanson brings it across. Now back to Parrish. Parrish has it top the key. Looks to get it to easily, but now gets it into Pickens. Pickens has it right elbow. Passes out to attempted to get it to Parrish, but she couldn't do it, and it's stolen by Cole. Cole dribbles the length of the court, hands off to Kelsey. Kelsey puts up a shot. She didn't make it, but she was fouled. She'll go to the line for a couple shots. Kelsey's first shot's in the air. Front iron off the backboard. No good. She's going to try to redeem herself here on the second one. It's up and good. 30-24, minute 23 left to go, third quarter. Tiger lead. Meanwhile, Bulldogs get it into Parrish. Parrish is pressured by Cole. She's having trouble getting it across. Finally does to Meade. Meade gets it now to Easley. Easley gets it back to the top for Hanson. Hanson now to Parrish. Now to Pickens on the right elbow. Pickens dribbles down the right side. Whoa, looks like she walked. Now gets it back out to Parrish. Parrish gets a left wing for Easley into Meade for just inside the free throw line. No good. Rebounded by Cole, but Hanson gets her hands on it. It's possession of favors Brashear. It'll be Tiger ball. 56.3 seconds left to go. 30-24, Tiger lead. Tigers get the ball into Cole. Cole is trapped. She gets it off to Scudder. Scudder looks to hand off, and now does to Cole. Cole brings it across the court now unmolested. She gets a left wing for Cullip. Cullip with the ball fake. Now back up to the top of the key for Elzy. Elzy now right wing for Cole. Cole gets it now right corner for Kelsey. Kelsey now right wing for Cullip. Now left wing for Cole. Back out to Cullip. Top the key. Now right wing for Elzy. Elzy goes around to Kelsey screen. Now right wing for Cullip. Left wing for Cole. Top the key for Cullip. Right wing for Elzy. Now right elbow for Scudder. Scudder gets it off to Elzy. Right wing. Not to Cullip inside the three-point arc off the front end. No good. Rebounded by Pickens, and they're going to get Scudder with an over-the-back call here. That's her third foul, team's fifth. But play the ball now. Meade inbounds to the Pickens. Another post player there for the LaPlata Bulldogs. She gets it back to Meade now, across to Parrish. Parrish gets a right wing for Easley off the front iron. No good, about a 15-footer. Rebounded by Kelsey, and Kelsey is going the other way. Half-court heave, no good, but she didn't get it off in time anyway. So after three, it's 30-24 in favor of the Tigers. Tight game here, going to go down to the wire. What do you think here, Mr. Cobo?
Well, the same exact things happened all three quarters so far. Tigers are able to stave off some runs from the Bulldogs, and they've got a six-point cushion. Let's hope that holds up here in this fourth quarter.
Well, after seeing the first three quarters, I anticipate a spectacular fourth quarter.
And why not? It's been, after the Tigers got up six or eight in the first quarter. It's been about the same the whole game, so Bulldogs are going to have to eat up some of that deficit in this fourth quarter. Hey, that's a good start for the Bulldogs there. That's number 25, Williams, that puts it up and in. Elzy gets it to Kelsey, who's going to cross the timeline over on the right-hand side. Holds it high, gets it to Elzy. He's going to throw up a three-pointer. No good, offside of the rim. Rebound by Kelsey, who gets it underneath, and it's going to go off of her and out of bounds to the Bulldogs. 30-26, Brashear, with 7:34 left to go in the fourth. Bulldogs look to get it in, and they end up crossing the timeline. Easley does. Going to go all the way to the basket, gets it to Pickens late. Going to be blocked by Scudder. Picked up by Safely. And it's going to be put in there by number 25, Williams. Cuts it to a two-point game. Bulldogs coming out hot in this fourth quarter. Kelsey gets it to Elzy, who's going to bring it across the timeline. Gets it over to Cole. Cole to Kelsey. Kelsey over on the right-hand baseline. Spin move. And gets it out to Collip. Collip with the left hand to Elzy between the circles. On the right-hand wing, left-hand wing to Cole. Cole, cross-court pass to Kelsey. Elzy almost loses it. Gets it back to Kelsey. Kelsey gets to Collip. Collip to Cole.
This is the time burner, I think.
It has to be. They've been using it ever since halftime.
6:49 left to go.
Coach Cameron's going to call timeout.
I anticipate a lot of this clock burner thing get a lead. Bulldogs have made a big run here. It's going to be a tight game. This clock burner needs to work, and they need to capitalize this time. They can't let any turnovers or missed shots lead to a poor possession and just a lot of time burnt. They need to score.
Yeah, it's like playing the prevent defense in football. It never works.
Yeah, it's usually a bad idea.
You got to stay sharp out there on both ends of the court, and we'll see what the Tigers do with this last 6:49 left to go in the game. They're up by two. But like I said, every quarter so far, the Bulldogs have made a run, and every quarter so far, the Tigers have been able to answer. Let's see. That six-point cushion may be a godsend by the end of the game. We'll have to find out. And the Tigers going to inbound it into their own basket. It'll be Elzy, Kelsey, Cole, Scudder, and Hill. Starting five for the Tigers. Back in again. Cole has it over on the left-hand side. Gives it to Elzy on the baseline. Inside to Kelsey. Here's something. Kelsey, no good. Off the back of the rim. It's going to be knocked around. Picked up by the Bulldogs. Knocked away by Cole. Bulldogs get it back. And they're heading the other way. Safely has it. Looking. Guarded closely by Elzy as everybody else gets back. Pickens has it on the baseline. Inside to Williams. Williams tries to get it and stolen by Elzy. Knocked away there by Scudder. Nice play. Elzy will bring it across. 6:18 left to go. It's 30-28. Brashear.
Here comes the clock burner.
There it goes. Cole has it on the left-hand wing. Comes out. Looks high. Gets it to Scudder at the elbow. Inside to Kelsey. It's going to be knocked out of bounds and going to go back to the Bulldogs.
They've gone away from the clock burner, and both times they've turned it over. Heck, I think I'd put the clock burner back on. Bulldogs get it in. They get it into Pickens now on the left. Oh, block. She puts it up and in. Tied ball game. 30-30 with 5:55 left to go, fourth quarter. Tigers get the ball to Elzy. She takes it to the right. Block passes up to Hill on the left block. She puts it up and out the glass.
Last possible second there by Elzy. She was able to get it to Hill.
Steal by Hill. She gets it to Cole. Cole gets it to Elzy. Now back to Cole just inside the arc from the right wing. Yeah! 34-30 in favor of the Tigers. 5:34 left to go. Tigers steal it again. Elzy puts up a shot this time. No good. Rebounded by Safely. And Safely was fouled promptly. That's a 16 foul and second on Elzy. Bulldogs get the ball into Easley. Now cross to Parrish. Parrish gets it back to Williams. Williams brings it across the court off the left elbow. Poked away by Scudder at the last second. Going to give her a block on that one. A good-looking play. Bulldogs take it out from under their own basket. Parrish to inbound. She gets it into Pickens. Wide open on the right block. Oh, that was a good-looking play there by the Bulldogs. The Tigers had a lapse in defense there. Tigers inbound now on the press. They get it in the Hill. Hill has it. Gets it off to Cole. Cole brings it across the court now for the Tigers. Cole has it top the key for Hill. Now right wing for Kelsey. Kelsey hits it to a Scudder. Cutting towards the basket. She misses a layup. Rebounded by Easily hit, gets it off to Parrish, and Parrish takes it across the court. Now she's trapped by Brashear. Elsie had her hand on, but they're going to tag her with the foul. That'll be her third, I believe, and the seventh team, so they're going to shoot one and one. It was on Parrish, I think, so it'll be Parrish's ball. I mean, Parrish's free throws.
That'll be her ball to shoot it. She'll have to leave it here when she goes home, though.
Nice recovery.
Parrish is going to shoot one and one here. 34-32 Tigers with 4:49 left to go.
Ooh.
A little bit too strong there, and Elsie comes up with the rebound. A lot of bodies crashing in the lane there. Elsie is going to bring it across the timeline. She gets it to Cole, and Coach Cameron is going to take another timeout. 4:49 still. I don't think the clock ever started from that free throw.
They were just in hyperspeed there during that.
Well, this game has moved pretty fast, so who knows. Hey, don't go anywhere, you one listener. This is going to be a pretty good ball game here to the end. Kelsey's going to inbound in front of her own bench. Gives it to Cole. Cole dribbles in. Holds it high. Fakes one way and goes to Elsie on the right-hand baseline to Hill. Across to Cole on the left-hand baseline. We've seen this before. Here's Elsie on the baseline now.
I think this is another version of clock burner.
Yeah, it's a classic play. Cole has it on the right-hand wing. Gives it to inside to Kelsey. Kelsey, little sweeping hook. Oh, in and out, no good. Rebound, fought for. It's going to be picked up by LaPlata, who's going to go the other way. Elsie gets back. Thrown up by the Bulldogs and picked up by Scudder. Boy, that was nice hustle by Elsie, who was underneath her own basket and was able to get back and contest the shot on the other end. Nice play, Kimberly. Meanwhile, she gets it to Hill on the left wing. Across to Cole. Back out to Elsie. Inside to Kelsey. One dribble off the block. Going to be partially blocked. Picked up by Hill. Law, yeah. Rainbow shot. And she's going to get a shoot two on this. 3:59 left to go. It's 34-32 Brashear.
Well, that was poor execution also there by the Bulldogs. Post player for the Bulldogs came up with the rebound. She handed off to her guard, and her guard kind of slowed down on the layup, and she slowed down enough that Kimberly Elsie was able to catch up and contest it, and then she didn't make it. Anyway, Hill made her first shot. It's 36-32 now. She made her second with 3:49 left to go, fourth quarter. Tiger advantage. Hanson has the ball for LaPlata. She gets it over to safely for a two-pointer, and she nails it, about a 15-footer. 36-34, Tiger ball. They get it into the corner for Elsie. Elsie block now gets it off to Cole. Cole takes the length of the court, goes up for a layup. Yeah!
Hey, nice shot, Sheree Cole.
38-34 now, 3:40 left to go, fourth quarter. Hanson brings it across for LaPlata. She looks to be settled down. Now she gets off to Parrish. Now left wing for Safely. Safely hit one about there. Pickens puts up a shot. No good off the front rim. Pickens was just inside the free throw line. And on the rebound, they're going to get a foul on Meade here. It'll be Tiger ball. The play to coach is awful aggressive here, and he backs off the press. I don't know why they would back off the press here, trailing by four with 3:26 left to go. But they did.
We all know what's coming here.
Clock burner for Brashear. They get it right wing for Elsie. Elsie dribbles. Now gets it top the key for Hill. Left wing for Cole. Cole gets it into Scudder. Scudder now right wing. Left wing for Elsie. Now left wing for Cole. She misses a three. She rebounded by Hill, and Hill is attacked by Parrish. It's going to be a jump ball, but the possession will favors the Tigers. 3:02 left to go, 38-34 in favor of the Tigers. Kelsey inbounds to Elsie for a spot-up three. No good. Rebounded by Meade. And I don't think that was the right thing to do there, just take a three right off the bat. That was not smart play by the Tigers. And immediately, the Bulldogs go down and pass it off to Parrish for a three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Hill. Strong rebound by Hill. She fought away from two defenders of the Bulldogs. They get it to Elsie. Elsie wide open, left-handed layup. Yeah.
She jumped a little bit too far away from the basket for her liking, but she was able to put it home. 40-34, Brashear with 2:35 left to go. Ooh, almost thrown away there by Hanson. Hanson gets it in the corner to Safely. Safely gets it to Pickens. Pickens with the ball fake. She's taking it strong to the hole, bottom of the rim. No good. Rebound by Kelsey. Kelsey gets it to Cole. Slow down, ladies. There's no hurry. 2:20 left to go in the game. 40-34, Bashir. Elsie gets it inside to Scudder. He's pushed away, but she gets the shot off the block.
I don't know how they didn't get Pickens with the foul. She absolutely moved her foot.
And it almost moved Scudder all the way underneath the basket. Well, yeah, we were just kind of wondering about Lindsey Kimmel, who gave him a lot of quality minutes in the first half. Pretty much ran the offense from about halfway through the first quarter until the halftime, and we haven't seen her at all in the second half. So Bulldogs are down 42-34 right now with 2:12 left to go, and we'll see how that plays out. Tigers, all they have to do is just cut down on the turnovers and
use that clock burner.
Use the clock burner. Play good defense. Don't give up any threes. And Bulldogs throw it in under the Tiger basket. Parrish is going to bring it across. Gets it to you Safely. Safely gets back to Parrish to Meade in the lane. Underneath to Bain, and Bain puts it off the glass and good.
That was a great feed there by Meade to
it
get
was.
It to Bain.
And a rare non-free throw basket by Bain there. Elsie gets it across the timeline, gets it to Cole. Cole with 145. Oh, thrown away there by Cole. The coach, the Bulldog coach is in front of us yelling how they needed to go Fowler, and Cole did him a favor by throwing it away. There's those turnovers we didn't want. Meanwhile, Parrish bounced past it Safely. Safely dribbles inside, gets it to Meade. Meade, reverse pivot, in the lane, gets it to Bain, knocked away, gives it to Parrish. Over to Hanson. Hanson with a left-hand dribble, and she's going to be fouled by Elsie, and that's going to be two free throws.
I don't know why the Tigers have gone away from that good clock burning they were doing early in the third quarter. It works so well, and here in fourth quarter, we can't seem to master the ability to do it. I don't understand that myself. I guess that's why I'm not paid the big bucks to coach.
That's why we get paid the big bucks to do the broadcast. 42-36 for Shear with 1:28 left to go. Hanson's first free throw is back of the rim, no good. She'll get another one here. It's up, and it's good. Cuts it to a five-point game, two-possession here. Elsie in the corner gets it to Cole. Cole is going to bring it across the timeline, and she'll hold it out away. No reason to get any big ideas here, but Elsie does. Shoots a three. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound by Kelsey. Kelsey brings it all the way out and gives it to Cole on the baseline. Gives it to Elsie on the left-hand wing. Back to Cole. Cole's going to put up a three. Good. Well, you can't argue with results, but you got to wonder why they're shooting the basketball there. You got a minute left. It's 45-37 for Shear. Meade underneath to Bain, who loses it and saves it off of herself and out of bounds.
55 seconds left. Cole gets it off to Kelsey. Kelsey's going to bring it across the timeline for Bashir. 50 seconds. They get it into Scudder. Scudder puts it off the glass. The Tigers are doing what La Plata needs to be doing. Here we go. Hager has it for La Plata. She takes another stutter step. Boy, she's good at that. Shoots a layup off the right block. No good. Rebounded by Elsie, and she takes it off for the Tigers. Elsie gets it to Cole, top the key. 30 seconds left to go. They get it to Hill. Hill puts up a shot. She makes it. I don't
we
understand.
Might as well make them now if we're going to shoot them. I don't know where all this has been previously in the game. But
in the last minute, they've increased the lead to a 12-point lead with 15 seconds left to go. Now Hager loses the ball. Tied it up now with Kelsey. Possession arrow favors a play that's going to stay here. 12.3 seconds, barring any really unforeseen miracles, it's going to be a Tiger win here. They get it into Bain, and Bain uses too many steps. She's going to be tagged with a travel here. Tiger ball with 11.4 seconds. I expect another shot here. They get it into Elsie. Elsie gets it across the timeline, hands off to Kelsey. Kelsey brings it across the court, gets it left wing for Hill. Hill dribbles in. She thinks about it, now gets it to Kelsey. Right wing for Cole, and that is the game. The final score is 49-37, a big Tiger W.
some totals here for you from our head statistician and chief engineer, John Slavin. Here come the Tigers boys team. That was a good win for the Lady Tigers. They needed that. Overall, played a very good game. Can't complain about that one. Not with the W. Here, we got some totals here. First, we'll go with La Plata. Safely ended up with 4 points. Hanson with 6. Williams with 4. Meade with 4. Kimmel with 2. Pickens 6. And Justine Bain had 11 points. As far as rebounds go, leader was Meade with 4. Easley and Hanson each had 3. Hager had 2. And Williams had 1. Now for the Tigers. Sheree Cole with 12 points, Jesse Hill with 10, Kimberly Elsie with 10, Haley Kelsey with 9, Chelsea Collip had 2, and Christina Scudder had 6. On the rebounding side, Elsie and Kelsey each had 5 rebounds. Jesse Hill had 4, Christina Scudder with 3, Chelsea Collip with 2. That was a good win for the Tigers there as they come up on top of that 49-37. We'll be back with the boys game in about 10 minutes and 24 seconds.
necessary. You can't use that shoe. Hey, Renee. Renee. So now, what am I supposed to do here instead?
All right.
Well,
you're right at two, and they make it be perfect. And if they don't,
you do that every day.
Yeah. And on the free throw, I just write a 1 on the 2-pointer, same thing as I did to the circle with. The rest is pretty good. I just tally the rest of them. You don't have to get these.
What I do is do with the other guy.
We got starting lineups here for La Plata. They got about eight people starting. Curtis Bunch, David Fouch, Matt Fouch, Jordan Smith, and Dusty Baker will start. For the Bashir Tigers, it'll be Andrew Linhart, Kale Moore, Justin Hazen, Jacob Chipman, and Kale Lawson. Let's hoop it up. Well, here we go. What do you expect to see in this game here, Mr. Bobo? A lot of three-pointers. And that's about it.
Here, you wonder what I think about what Bashir should do?
What should we do?
If I was Bashir, well, I'm a member, but I'm not the coach.
You're in control.
If I was in control, what we would do would be to hang on to the ball as long as possible and not let the play to get down and get their guys low and fast break opportunities. I would hold
and clock burner from the very beginning of the game. The old clock burner, it's a crowd favorite, let me tell you. That's what they come to see.
It'll be
Dusty jumping off
the ball. Jumping up against Kale Watson. Here we go. Jump off and Bashir gets it.
Jacob Shane controls the ball. He gets it off to Hazen. Hazen has the top of the key. 2-3 zone. And watches one of them here.
We got Matt taking it. Taking it to the court. Listen to the lineup. Watson gets the ball. Gets it off to Hazen. Hazen gets it. Linhart. 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 He's pressured by the shot. Yes. Both of them. He falls on it. Jump ball. Got the play the ball.
Possession of Hazen. Okay. Play the looks like Matt gets it in the third.
David in the half.
Pouches, that is. David gets it.
Pouches gets down into
Dusty Baker.
Baker
gets it off.
Gets it off.
Smith.
Hits it. They don't need
anything. That guy's a three-pointer.
Stolen by Pouch. Pouch. Shots lined up for three.
Money.
6-0. 6-0 in early in order. They went with the steals. They get it off.
Get it off.
To a pouch.
Now to another pouch.
He gets it across the court.
Now out.
Yeah.
That's 9-9-0.
Bulldogs.
Kale Moore
gets it.
Bounce. Top of the key,
Smith.
I don't think they're going to shoot anything.
Here we go. The Tiger, Michigan players are ready to go in the last 6 minutes. 51 seconds here in the first quarter. 2-12 is the score. LaPlata leads. Ball. Watson to inbound. Looks. Finds. Chipman. Having a little trouble being pestered by the touches, and he gets it off to Hazen. Pass, but he forgot how short our guys are. Goes out of bounds. They're going to be able to play the ball now. They get it to Fouch. Fouch moves it across. It's Fouch in the corner. Wide open for a three.
Yeah!
It's
15-2. Bulldogs. Watson over in the corner. Gets it to Linhart. Linhart crossover dribble. Gets it over to Chipman. Chipman up. And good. Hey, that plays worked twice. Might as well keep going. Bulldogs the other way. Fouch pulls up and 3 foot behind the arc. In and out. No good. Rebound inside. And there's going to be another three by Fouts. And that's off the rim and good. And it's 18-4. We're not even 2 minutes into the ball game left. Chipman gets it to Watson over on the right-hand side. Watson's going to pull up the three. No good. He's not able to compete.
That's not active play, though. That's not the right shot for Bashir. They need to work it in.
That's exactly right. Meanwhile, the play to back the other way. It's going to be blocked by Watson.
Granted, the bunch had attempted a circus shot I'd never really quite seen before.
Might as well. Chipman and Hazen are going to sit down. And Rigg and Anderson are going to come in. Fouch gets it out to right-hand wing. Now in the corner to Fouch. And he's going to put the three in. It's 21-4. Linhart stolen by Fouch. Fouch to the other Fouch, and he's going to be called for steps. Watson was able to linger in there long enough.
The Fouch didn't feel comfortable inside the arc.
No, not at all. Linhart has it in the middle of the zone. Gets it to Anderson. Jumps up and catches it. Jumps up and gets it to Fertig. Fertig gives it out to Watson. Watson's going to run our first offense of the night here. Fertig has it. Has trouble with the dribble. Cross-court pass to Watson. Watson holds it high. Gets the top of the key to Linhart. To Watson. Watson's going to put up a three. High arcer. In and out and in. Good. 21-7. Let's go, Tigers. 5:18 left to go in the first quarter. Fouch puts up another three-pointer. That's going to be an air ball. Rebound underneath by LaPlata. We can't afford to let them get these rebounds here. We've got size on them. It's going to be rebounded and chased down by Anderson, who gets it to Fertig. Fertig going to get trapped in the side. Gets it to Watson. Watson cross-court to Linhart. Linhart underneath to Anderson. Bounce pass to Moore. Puts it up off the backboard. That's three. Fast break. Baskets. The Tigers have scored. It's 21-9. Meanwhile, Fouch inside the arc is good the other way. Boy, they can get down to court fast. You blink.
You aren't kidding on that.
Watson cross-court pass to Fertig. Fertig with a ball fake. Gets it over to Moore. Moore off the glass and good. Boy, this is going to be 120-99 by the end of this ball game. It's 23-11 right now. 4:33 left to go. Inside, the Bulldogs take it up and good. This is like Showtime basketball here. He made a Magic Johnson comment earlier tonight, and I can make one now.
Oh.
That should be called out of bounds. Behind the back by Fouch underneath to the Bulldogs and good.
Tigers are letting too much razzle-dazzle taking place here for LaPlata.
Yeah. It's 27-11 with 4:10 left. Not even halfway through the first quarter. Linhart gets it. Across to Anderson. Anderson steps back, puts one off front of the rim. No good. It's rebounded by Fouch, and he's heading the other way. Cross-court dribble. Loses David Anderson. And that's going to be off the plate. Off of the guy's nose, actually.
He hit him right in the face with the bat.
Luckily, Dusty wasn't chewing on a toothpick right there. He probably would have swallowed it.
Going to be a Tiger ball. Looks like Tigers are worn out. Watson did bad. They gets it into Anderson. Anderson back to Watson now. Watson takes it up the court, passes ahead to Fertig. Fertig stops outside the arc and launches one. Watson gets the rebounds up and in. Here we go. Fouches are headed the other way. He pulls up, gets it off to Edel. Now he gets LaPlata, works the ball into Larrison, and he misses the shot. He's going to go for some couple free throws. Excuse me, that was Lovinger. Going to go for two free throws. Foul was on Jacob Chipman, his first, team's first. 3:32 left to go first quarter. It is 13-28. First shot was good. Second shot by Lovinger is no good. Rebounded by Chipman. Chipman gets it off to Linhart. Tries to get a cross-court pass to Ryan Fertig, but it's knocked out of bounds by Lovinger. It'll be Bashir ball.
He telegraphed that one pretty bad. You probably could have saw that one on the broadcast here. Fertig over up the top. Linhart gathers it. Gets it to Chipman. That takes a three-pointer. Good. There's Jacob Chipman. Cuts it to 28-16. 12-point lead. 3:19 left to go in the first.
Foul swings it across. Looking high and gets it to Idle. Idle jump stop at the free throw line. Over another three-pointer for the Bulldogs. No good. Inside position by Shipman. And fouls are going to be called for the foul. Way to go, Tigers. Coming back after that early start. And the other foul is coming back into the game. For his brother. That makes it easy on us. Since we've just gone to calling them by their last name. Linhart, meanwhile, holds it high. Gets it to Shipman, who almost overjumps it. And he's going to bring it to the circle. Gets it to Watson over on the right-hand side. Watson loses out of bounds. And it's going to stay with... Fouch got his hand on it. It's going to stay with the Tigers there. Fouch knocks it away. Kylie Watson and Hazen come in. Linhart and Anderson sit down.
Probably a well-needed break here.
Probably. Watson holds it high, looks in. Leads Hazen, but Hazen Mayville come up with it. Hazen, I think, was trying to head to the basket before he had it. And he lost it. Meanwhile, Fouch comes down the other way with it. Crossover dribble, gets it in the corner. Back to Fouch. Fouch to Idle. Back over on the wing.
Schrader.
Knocked up in the air. It's going to be picked up by Idle. And they're going to call a foul. And it's
jump ball.
They called a jump ball, and it'll stay with Tiger.
Watson has the ball, looking to get it in. Going to find Shipman. Shipman gets it across the timeline. Should probably pull up here. Does. Now gets it to Watson now to the other. Watson top of the key. Dale gets it left wing now for Justin Hazen. Hazen now top of the key for Ferdig. Ferdig holds it between the circles. Now left wing for Hazen. Off the backboard and ran. No good. Rebounded by Hazen. There was a scrum for it, and Hazen comes away with it. Watson now with a three-pointer and nails it. 19-28 left, first quarter. 2:13 left to go. Still in the first quarter. Good pass there by Schrader to Cale Watson. He forgot which team he was on. They get it to Hazen. Hazen now back to Cale Watson. Watson gets across to Ferdig for the Tigers. It's just inside the three-point arc for Ferdig. Yeah. That was a nice run by the Tigers. Got it to 28-21 here. Here comes the foul. One of them. I don't know who.
It's going to be kept alive by David Fouch has the ball for La Plata. He dribbles into the paint. Loses up the back out to Schrader. Schrader now right wing for Fouch.
Fouch looks in. Can't do anything.
Good defense there by Kylie. Watson was all over. They get the ball into Idle. Idle with the shot partially blocked by Ferdig. Rebounded by Hazen, and he's headed the other way. This game is played with some kind of fast pace. Out of bounds now off of La Plata. It'll be Brashear ball again. 1:25 left to go first quarter. The score is 28-21 in favor of La Plata. We're going to take a halftime after this quarter, I believe. Watson throws it into Anderson with a jump stop. Gets it back to Watson. And Watson underneath to Kylie Watson. Kylie Watson spin. Gets it into Anderson at the elbow. High arc shot, no good. Rebound underneath to Shipman, who has slowed up before he travels. And they're heading the other way now. And Fouts puts it up off the backboard and good. A minute left to go. It's 30-21 Tigers. Nice run to cut into that huge lead. Shipman holds it and gets it to Watson, who shoots from the top of the key. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound to Hazen. Hazen across to Anderson, who throws up a three-pointer. Good. Oh, that's what we call a Seth Wheeler shot. One that scrapes the light bulb before it comes down. 30-24 Tigers, down by six. Bulldogs come the other way, gets it to Fouts, top of the key. Loses the dribble, gets it in the corner to the other Fouts, and he steps on the line. It's going the other way.
Oh, that's good because he nails it.
Yeah, he definitely drained that three-pointer. And Tigers down 30-24, 33 seconds left to go. Meanwhile, Kylie Watson gets it cross-court, dangerous pass. No reason to do a cross-court pass at that play when you could have dribbled it across the line yourself. But that was Kylie Watson's fault, not Kale. Kale throws it into David Anderson. David gives it back to Kale, and Kale's going to bring it across. 30 seconds left to go. 30-24, Tigers. Kylie Watson gives the top of the key back to Cale Watson. Cale Watson over in the corner to Hazen. Hazen inside to Kylie Watson. Good.
Hello.
Cuts it to a four-point game. 17 seconds left to go in the first quarter. 30-26. The play that brings it back down. Jordan Smith has it. Gets it inside to Bunch. Bunch in the corner to Fouch. Fouch out to Smith. Smith's going to shoot a long three. Good. 2 seconds. 1 second. That'll be the end of the first quarter. 33-26.
It's like that first quarter was played on ice or something. Everybody was everywhere. The Tigers are huffing and puffing. The play is winded. It is a fast-paced game. 33-26. Cheerleaders in the Cabin Wheel Conference with some of the players here want to know what's going to be called so they can cheer a little better, I think.
Maybe they're telling the cheerleaders to linger out there a little bit longer so we can get a longer breather here. Hey, we've got some stats for you. Cale Moore with 4 early points. Jacob Shipman with 4.
and three rebounds. John's stats are confusing to me. We'll get you at halftime. I told them up for me at halftime, and we'll get them to you there. I'm exhausted already.
Oh, man. You look exhausted.
I feel like I've been dragged behind a truck almost.
That's a bad feeling.
It'll be Fouch's ball. And the player throws it in. Fouch has the top of the key. Gets another Fouch. Back to the top of the key. A long three-pointer is no good. Tipped up, rebound, no good. Should have brought that ball down instead of trying to tip it around. The player comes back the other way. Knocked away, picked up. And the player still has the ball. Fouch for the ball fake. It's going to be fouled by Hazen.
Hey, Hazen got his money's worth there. He made Fouch roll around on the floor a couple times.
Well, he kind of got his... He had quick hands in there, but Fouch was able to get the arm in there. Belzer comes in for Cale Moore. Takes his time getting off. Hey, they don't even wait for him to get off the court before they start to play. Cale should have played a little defense on the way out. Smith gets it over to Fouch back in the corner for Fouch. Inside. Oh. Nice little reverse. It's going to be picked up by Shipman. Cale Watson has it down by 7. Gets it to Shipman in the middle of the court. He gets it to Belzer. He gets tripped up and corrals it. Gets it to Watson. Cale Watson has the top of the key. Inside to Belzer. Belzer off the glass and good.
Hey.
Nice look there by Cale Watson. Belzer wide open underneath. Watson able to put off the glass and in. 5-point game. 7-12 left to go in the second quarter. Fouch has the crossover dribble in the lane. Long three-pointer by Fouch off the back of the rim. No good. Tipped up by the Bulldogs and gotten back to Fouch. Who throws up another three. No good. Rebound by Watson who holds it. Let's everybody go by and gets it to Linhart. Long pass to Shipman. Coach Copeland didn't like that. There's going to be a jump ball. And it's going to stay with the Tigers. After the whistle was blown, Belzer let his guard down. His Shipman drilled one right off his chest. Hey, that's all right.
He recovered, though. He's ready to go.
Yep. Tagger pass to Hazen over between the circles. Gets it to Watson. Watson looks into Shipman. Shipman's going to be wide open for the free throw line. Good. Hey, it's a three-point game here. Who would have thought that after that start that LaPlata had? Fouch gets it back to Fouch. Underneath to Dusty Baker. He's back in. There's a shot by... Shot by Bunch, who gets his own rebound and puts it in. Linhart, bounce pass underneath to Hazen. Hazen back to Linhart. Linhart, long pass to Shipman. Shipman. Shipman with a spin move gets it blocked to Watson. Long shot, no good. Watson. And there's going to be a jump ball. There's a lot of people standing around watching Cale Watson go after that, and Coach Copeland says, get on the floor.
They play the ball, they get it into Fouch. Fouch is going to bring it across the timeline. He pulls up here, gets it out to Fouch. Fouch gets it in to Baker. Now back out to Fouch. To Fouch to Bunch and to Idle. Or Smith, excuse me. Fouch to Bunch. And, boy, Bunch put up a shot. And it looked cleanly blocked to me by Cale Watson. They're going to tag him with a foul, but it looked like a clean block to me.
Well, it was a wild shot. The refs didn't need to be bailing him out for that. And Bunch is going to get to shoot two free throws. It's 35-30 with just under 6 minutes left to go in the first half. LaPlata sending in three guys. We'll see how many come out. All right. Well, they end up with five. Everybody but the Fouches come out. Second free throw is no good. And it's going to be off Cale Watson's hands. Although he was kind of hit on the way down by LaPlata.
Fouch is going to inbound here for LaPlata. Gets it in to Levinger. Levinger finds Fouch. He's in three-point range. He gets it off to Schrader. Now back to Fouch. Fouch puts on some jukes and jives. Hands off to his brother. David Fouch holds. Now gets it to the right wing for Schrader. Schrader holds. Gets it back to David Fouch into the in for Idle. Now back out to Fouch for a three. In and out. Rebound by Schrader. Schrader. Well, good wraparound pass to Levinger. Puts up a shot off back one. No good. This time rebounded by Levinger. Gets his own. Puts it out for Fouch. This time it bounces out again. Rebounded by Schrader again. Back out to Fouch. Now to Fouch. Fouch puts on a fake. Stolen by Linhart. And they're going to nail somebody with a foul, but they got their money's worth. They knock.
Just need to get in on this team and get some rebound. It's killing them that these Fouch boys are able to throw up as many threes as they want, and they're going to get the rebound if they miss it. So... there's no way that this team should be able to out-rebound us because we're a lot quicker inside than they are, but the manager didn't pull it off, and they still have a 5-point lead with 5:20 left to go. Well, it's in the presence of a big guy who's going to come back and play Thursday night, supposedly. Is that right?
That's what I've heard.
Who knows if we can bring you the game from Ireland. I guess it depends on how fast the mule will travel. 5:21 left to go in the first half. I can't believe it's still the second quarter, but whatever. 35-30. LaPlata, what did they start out? 21-4, probably? Wasn't it something like that?
Maybe.
It was. I think it was 20-something to single digits at the very least.
I would say that's definitely right.
I think it was 21-4. We had two layups, and they had about 85 three-pointers. They're going to throw it in now. Backcourt to Fouts.
What a surprise.
And he's going to bring it across. Gets it to the other Fouts in his corner. Fouts has it on the perimeter. Underneath, it's going to be thrown by Watson. Nice play by Kylie Watson there. Gets it to Ryan Fertig, who I don't know where he was going with that one without dribbling, but took about five steps, and they called him for the travel.
He was a little excited, I think. He hadn't had the ball in a while.
Well, maybe. He needs to calm down a little bit. Now he's trying to play Fouts out on the perimeter. LaPlata gets it underneath. Around the perimeter. Almost loses it. Schrader. Schrader gets it to Fouts. Inside to Baker. Lob pass. Inside to Baker. Now inside to Lovinger. And he puts it in good. 37-30. 4:44 left to go in the first half. Kylie Watson has it. Gets it to Fertig. Fertig loses it. But it's picked up by Shipman. And LaPlata rips it away. Well, and there's a fast breaker. Always looking. And we're going the other way on that. That'll be Lovinger on the foul. Every time Fouts gets it on a fast break, he's looking for his brother out on the perimeter. I think that's something you need to key on if you're Brashear. Watson gets it into Hazen, who overthrows Cale Watson, but he gets it back. Looking high, gets it across to Hazen. Hazen gets it to Shipman across the timeline. Shipman's going to pull up from 16. No good. Rebound inside. Going to be picked up by the Bulldogs. Meanwhile, Lovinger gets on the other side. Oh, nice play by Fertig to body him up underneath the basket.
I think you guys hand on it as well.
I think so, on the way up. Hazen has it. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by the Bulldogs. And Anderson's going to come in for Fertig. Fertig looks like he hurt himself.
Yeah, Fertig was having trouble in practice yesterday from a source I heard. Slipping and sliding around.
Hazen's going to have the ball for Brashear. Brings it across the timeline.
Gets it down in the corner. Pulls up. 16-footer.
Nice shot by Hayes.
32-37, 3:49 left to go. Second quarter action. Wide open. Fouch got it to Smith, Baker for a wide open layup. Now Hazen brings it across the timeline. Now swapped by both Fouches. Gets it off to Watson. Watson slows the pace of the game, briefly anyway. Gets it off to Hazen, left wing. Hazen guarded by a Fouch. Now gets it to David Anderson. Anderson has a right elbow. Gets it out to Watson on the right wing, and it goes out of bounds. Turnover on the Tigers. Going to be able to play the ball. Fouch gets it to Fouch here. He's going to get it under the right wing for Fouch for a three. No good. Rebounded by Anderson of Brashear. Anderson has trouble getting out. Now gets it to Watson. Watson looks, gets it to Hazen, almost out of bounds. Hazen gets across the timeline. Hazen now mugged by defenders, gets it off to Watson. Watson has it left wing. Dribbles into the corner. Passes, tries to get it to Anderson. Play is knocked out of bounds here by Jordan Smith. Of a play that's going to go back to Brashear. Watson inbounds right in front of us. Gets it off to Hazen. Hazen has the top of the key. Now stolen by Fouch, and he is off to the races. Layup, yeah. 41-32 in favor of the Bulldogs. 2:48 left to go, second quarter.
The Tigers get it to Hazen, now to Watson. Watson, good pass here to Shipman. Shipman off the glass, yeah. That was a nice transition play again by the Tigers. They've been working that well tonight. Down by 7 with 2:35 left to go in the first half. It's 41-34. The pace of scoring slowed down a little bit. Fouts gets in the corner, loses it, and it's going to go back to the Tigers. Got to capitalize on these turnovers. Watson's going to throw it in underneath the Bulldog basket. Gets it in the middle of the zone to Watson. Watson takes the dribble away from the middle. It's going to be tipped up and picked up by Fouts. Picks it up and left wide open from 18. He misses the shot. And Cale Watson's going to get the rebound. Gets it to Hazen. Trapped by the Bulldogs. Cale Watson gets it in the middle of the zone. Gets it to Jacob Shipman. Has that top of the key. Gets it to Watson. Over to Hazen, left-hand wing. Hazen holds it high. Shipman roughed up as he goes through the lane trying to set the pick. Watson holds it at circle. Gets it to Linhart. Linhart inside to Watson. Watson, and it's going to be kicked by the Bulldogs and stay with the Tigers. We got 1:57 left to go. It's 41-34. I got to tell you, I'm pleased. I was really worried at the halftime score. It could still happen, but hey. It wasn't looking good there at start, and that's going to be thrown off the Bulldogs. It's going to stay with the Tigers.
Well, we have a new look besides the Fouches here for LaPlata. They're going with the big guys now.
Watson's going to inbound for the Tigers. Gets it off to Linhart. Linhart has it about the key. Gets a right wing for Watson. Kale, that is. Now back to the top of the key for Linhart. Now right wing for Watson. Now top of the key for Hazen. Hazen had it hit him in the face. Now drives in. Left elbow shot off the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Levenger. The play didn't it's knocked out of bounds. Rebound here by Watson. No good. Rebounded by Levenger there. There's a lot of stuff happening on this end for the Tigers. Bouch takes it down for the Bulldogs. Misses a shot. Rebound by Levenger. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by, fouled by Kale Watson, I think they're going to tag. That'll be his second. Levenger to set to shoot two free throws. 1:23 left to go. Second quarter, it is 34-41. Action-packed first half.
At 5-team fouls on the Tigers. Levenger is going to shoot.
Back of the rim, no good. Tigers need to go down, maybe run some clock, score a basket. All the Tigers are grabbing their shorts here. It's been a rough game. I tell you what, all players on both sides are grabbing their shorts. That free throw's good. It's 42-34. Bulldogs. Telegraph pass by Linhart. There's a travel by the Bulldogs, not called. There's a long shot by... That's good. Shot by Schrader. You got the foul system to worry about. You can't be giving up these baskets to these other players. Linhart gets it. Kind of lackadaisical with it. Inside to Shipman. Shipman up and fouled, and he's going to get shoot two. That's all we need Jacob Shipman to do. He's got a lot of good moves inside. We just need him to start working it in, maybe getting some free throws, because that would give us a chance to rest also.
Yeah, all the Tigers are sucking air right now.
That's right. Minute four left. It's 45-34. Bless Shipman.
To consolation to the Tigers, a lot of them will play the Bulldogs are sucking air, too.
That's right. It must be the high altitude of Brashear Arena.
That's what the Brashear Arena does to people.
I think it is maybe higher than the plate is. We're kind of up on the hill. Shipman's first one was good, 45-35. Second one is no good. Rebound picked up by Fouch, who travels. And no, it's called timeout.
Looked like a travel to me.
Well, that's not what they said. That's all we can go by.
He was dancing the line. It looked like he was moving the feet.
Yep.
Anyway, 1:02 left to go. Second quarter, 35-35 in favor of La Plata. Fouch has the ball for La Plata. Gets it off to Fouch. Fouch now gets it across to Schrader. Schrader down in the corner for Fouch. Fouch across to Fouch. Into Levenger. Levenger loses it out of bounds. It's going to be Tiger ball. 51 seconds left to go. First half. Watson the inbound. Gets it into Hazen. Hazen trapped. Now gets it to Watson. Watson gets it to Linhart. Linhart cross court pass to Tyler Watson. Now gets the right wing for Kale Watson. Now into Jacob Shipman. Post move off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Idle. Idle gets it to Fouch, and we're headed the other way. 34 seconds left to go. Schrader pops a three off the back iron. No good. Gets his own rebound. Kicks it out to Fouch. To Fouch. Back to Fouch. Dribbles into the lane. Floater good. 47-35. 22 left to go. They get it into Kylie Watson. Kylie gets it back to Kale. 15 seconds left to go. They get it to Linhart. Linhart looks. 13-12. Gets it back to Kale. Watson 10. Watson holds. He holds. Now gets it right away for Hazen. Gets it to Shipman with 5 seconds. Shipman pulls the trigger. Bounces off the rim. No good. Linhart gets his own rebound. Puts it up. No good. There's a rail of a play there by Linhart to keep the dribble when he was pushed down, but his turnaround jumper was ugly and it was an air ball. So after the first half, it is 35-37 in favor of La Plata. We will see you on the other side of halftime.
$3.94, $3.75,
Hey, we got some stats for you here coming out of halftime. Gale Moore has 4 points. Jacob Shipman with 12. David Anderson with 3. Gale Watson with 8. Josiah Belzer, 2. Ryan Furtick, 2. Justin Hayes, 2. Kyler Watson, 2. As far as rebounds go, Jacob Shipman has 3. David Anderson has 2. Gale Watson with 2. Ryan Furtick has 1. Justin Hazen has 1. And Kylie Watson has 1. About a minute 9, we're going to be ready to fire it up again. It'll be 47-35. Bulldogs coming out of the halftime. We'll see what the Tigers can do. Managed to stay with La Plata, keep it under 10 for most of the half until very late. Bulldogs doing some open shots. Let's hope the Tigers can keep it close.
And here we go. Both teams are huddled, making their final prep plays here before the start of the second half.
Getting their last couple breaths of unforced oxygen before the end of the game.
Looks like the Tigers are going to send out for the start of the second half players by the name of Lynn Hart, Cale Watson, Josiah Belzer, Justin Hazen, and Jacob Shipman. And they'll play the Bulldogs have the two Fouches, Dusty Baker, Curtis Bunch, and Smith, Jordan Smith. Here we go. Tigers have the ball. They get it right wing for Hazen. Hazen almost travels like it's a right corner for Linhart. Launches a 3. No good. Rebounded by Watson. Watson off the left block. No good block. Rebounded this time by Dusty Baker. And they're going to get a hold on Linhart.
Linhart got thrown almost to the floor, and they end up calling a foul on him somehow.
Yeah. Andrew Linhart always seems to get the short end of the stick when it comes to fouls.
At any rate, it's going to be Bulldog ball. They're going to
let the Fouch boy bring it across. He gets it off to his brother. Now into the corner for Dusty Baker. Now to a cutting Curtis Bunch off the glass and good. 49-35, 7:30 left to go third quarter. They get it into, the Tigers get it into Jacob Shipman. It's knocked out of bounds by one of the Fouches. Going to remain Tiger ball. Get it into Andrew Linhart, right side now for Hazen. Hazen loses track of the ball. Trapped. He gets it off to Jacob Shipman. Right wing, now back to Linhart, top the key. Linhart holds, knocked away by Fouch. Fouch dives for it, but Linhart recovers. Linhart gets it to Jacob Shipman on the right block, off the glass, and good.
Nice play by Jacob Shipman there. Absorbs that contact and put it up off the glass.
Here comes a... The Fouches, one of them faked a 3 and drove in, put up a shot, no good, rebounded by Baker. Baker was fouled on his shot. He's going to go to the line for 2. They tagged Andrew Linhart with his second foul here in the early going. 2 team fouls as well. 6:55 left to go third quarter, 37-49, pending 2 Baker free throws. First one's no good. Critical for the Tigers to box out and get the rebound here if on a Baker miss.
They're getting 3 free throws for whatever reason.
Why does he get 3? He was definitely inside the 3-point arc. And he missed all 3 of them. Watson rebound.
Well, he missed all of them. Who gives a care? Picked up by the Fouch. He was guarded closely by Shipman. Against the other Fouch. Outside in a little 2-man game. Throws up 3 out front of the rim. No good. Rebound underneath by Baker. Gets it back out to the other side. It's going to be good by Jordan Smith. They got a lot of guys that can shoot 3. Linhart has it, knocked away by Fouch, who knocks it off his brother, and it's going to go the Tigers' way. 52-37. Linhart inbounds to Hazen. Hazen has it in the backcourt. Crossover dribble, knocked away, and it's going to be picked up by Fouch. Gathers it and gets it to the other Fouch. It's good. Hazen has had quite a few turnovers because of the Fouches tonight. Probably going to have nightmares about him when he goes to bed. If he can sleep at all. Linhart gets it on the other side. Had a wide open 3, but passed it up. Gives it to Hazen, top of the key. Ball fake. Crossover dribble. And now gets it to Linhart over on the right-hand wing. Linhart gets it to Hazen in the corner. Hazen to Shipman, Belzer. Knocked out to Watson. Now Hazen has it again. 54-37, 5:48 left. That's kicked, but it's going to be picked up by the Bulldogs, and they're heading the other way. Smith brings it the other way. Gives it to Fouch. Over to Fouch. Lob pass to Smith is going to key up another 3-pointer, and that's no, a 2-pointer.
Ooh,
and all of a sudden, it's up to a 19-point game.
Smith's on fire here for the Bulldogs.
Tries to pull his way through. It's going to be knocked up by Fouch. The other Fouch, no good. Over the back on Bunch, and it's going the other way. He didn't think he fouled there, but I don't know how he couldn't call that a foul.
They never think they foul.
Tyler knows that as a basketball player himself. Linhart will inbound it underneath the Bulldog basket. Mass substitutions for the play to Linhart. Holds it high. Gets it to Cale Watson. Cale Watson over the top to Belzer. Belzer. One step away and off the glass and good. A nice play by Josiah Belzer. Down to 17-point game. 5:15 left. Fast gets it underneath to Lovinger. Is wide open. Misses it. And it's going to be over the back on Shipman.
I think they're going to get Watson.
I think they're going to get Shipman. There we go.
I had one eye closed. I couldn't see it as well.
Well, Bulldogs get it in the corner. Pouch has it between the circles. Bounce pass to Pouch. He's wide open for three. It's going to be off. No good. Rebound by Cale Watson. That's how you block out, boys. Shipman has it. Gets it to Cale Watson. To Fertig. Cross to Shipman. Shipman underneath to Belzer. Gathers it. Off the glass. No good. Rebound by Cale Watson underneath. And he's going to be blocked by Lovinger. And the foul's going to be called. He's going to shoot two. Let's put these free throws in here, Cale. Hey, Tigers a little bit more active here in the last few seconds. Let's hope it translates into some turnovers. Down by 17. 4:50 left to go in the third.
Woo!
Boy, he earned that one. They touched every part of the rim.
Two or three times.
Here goes Cale for his second shot. That's two team fouls on the Bulldogs. That's good, too. Nothing but net. It's 56-41. Bash comes the other way. Guarded by Anderson. Schrader has it. Gets it to Fouch. Back over to the other Fouch. Top of the key to Schrader. Schrader gets it to Fouch. Fouch. But the three-pointer is good from the side. Cale Watson looks to throw it in. Looks. You got to throw it in, Cale. Oh, they called 5 seconds. He was a little bit late on calling the timeout. Tiger's not moving around very well there. They should send somebody toward the other end on that. Ooh. Anderson is able to grab it, and it's going to go to stay with the Bulldogs. That ball just kind of floated out there in the middle of the lane forever, and nobody
they
picked it up.
They all kind of watched it.
You got to pay attention to the ball and the guy that you're playing.
Pouch inbound for the play to get it, gets it into Idle. Idle kicks it out to somebody. He shot a three, no good.
Schrader was shot a three, no good. Shipman gets it out to Anderson and throws it way down the court out of Anderson's reach. That was a good thought there. The ball kind of had some topspin on it when it hit. It sped up on David at the other end, but that was a good look there.
Fouch gets it to Idle now to the right wing for Myers. Now into the corner for Fouch. Fouch just inside the arc, no good. Rebounded by Linhart. Linhart hands off to Watson, and Watson's headed the other way. Gets it across the court to Fertig. Well, of a catch, and then he falls over. Oh, good save by Jacob before it goes out of bounds. Jacob Shipman. Now it's stolen by Fouch, and he's going the other way. He pulls up at just outside the block area and makes a two-pointer. 3:40 left to go, 41-61 in favor of La Plata. They get the ball into Anderson. Brashear does, and he loses it promptly to Idle. Idle gets it down for Fouch. Fouch tries to get into Lovinger. It skips off of Linhart's hand, but Lovinger recovers, gets it back out to Schrader for a three. Yeah, nothing but nylon. 64-41, 3:20 left to go in the game in the third quarter. Cale Watson gets it into Shipman now to Ryan Fertig. Fertig gets it ahead to Anderson. Anderson was all alone. Nobody was even close, and he fumbled it out of bounds.
There wasn't even anybody on his side of the court, of half court, and I'm not exaggerating on that. And he lost it out of bounds. It was right in his chest.
He got a little excited, I think. 3:12 left to go. Fouch pulls up, now gets it out to Smith. Shoots a three, nothing but net. That Smith has been on fire this half. 67-41, 3 minutes left to go. Kyler Watson, they're going to get Myers for a foul. He's holding on Kyler Watson's arm. Going to be Brashear ball, 3:02. 67-41 in favor of La Plata. They get it into Fertig. Fertig almost steps out of bounds. He gets it off to Shane Miller. Shane Miller promptly loses it to Myers. Myers hands off to Fouch. Fouch has it, dribbles right through everybody, and then he was fouled before he got his layup off. Foul will be on Fertig. No, they're going to get Jacob Shipman. That's his third foul. Team's fourth, the staff. Fouch to shoot two. It's going to be David Fouch. Hits the first one. 68-41. Trey Treasure comes into the game for Shane Miller. Second free throw by David Fouch is in the air. Yeah, rattles home. Tiger ball here. Watson gets it into Fertig. Fertig gets dribbles down the court, passes to Trey, but it's knocked out of bounds first by Myers. It'll be Brashear ball underneath their own basket. 2:48 left to go, 69-41. Cale Watson to trigger the inbounds, gets it off to Shipman. Shipman looks, Passes to Watson. Oh, they called it over his back. It was knocked out.
Well, he touched it before it hit on the other side. He should have let it go before he touched it again.
At any rate, it's going to be the play to ball. 2:44 left to go to third quarter. Gets a three off here. That was Smith again. Man, I don't know how many that is this half, but he has nailed a lot of shots. Tigers get the ball into Shipman. Shipman gets it up to Kylie Watson. Shipman one-handed baseball pass to Kale Watson. Saves it. Run out of bounds to Kylie Watson. Then Trey. Treasure gets a little excited and runs with the ball. Puts his head down in disgust now as LaPlata has the ball. They get the ball to Fouch now to Smith again. Oh, this time it rims out.
Who would have thought? Lawson gets a rebound underneath. Gets it to Shipman. Shipman looking for somebody. Hounded by Smith and Fouch. Long pass to Treasure. Treasure gets it to Furtig, who tries the alley-oop pass. No good, but Lawson's able to put it up on the rebound. Stops the bleeding a little bit. It's 72-43 now. Fouch for the three. No good. It's going to be rebound by Furtig. It's going the other way. And they're going to call a foul on number 31. That's Dusty Baker.
Dusty.
All of a sudden, it's ballooned from about the 12 at halftime, and now 29. That's not good.
Tigers.
I think they're just kind of out of gas, really.
Watson. Yeah, they've been doing well.
Kylie Watson. Shipman. Back down to Kylie Watson. To Kale Watson. Back to Shipman. Top of the key to Furtig over on the left-hand wing. Give it to Shipman, top of the key. Shipman says, why not? I'm taking the three. It's good. Oh, they only give him two on that. And it's 72-46.
Looks like a
Fouch has it. Gives it to Smith. He's going to throw up another three. No good. Maybe he's getting tired. And there's a rebound out to Fouch. He puts it up and good. It's 124 left to go in the third. It's 75-46. Shipman has it. Cross-court pass to Furtig. Furtig jumps up from 10. It's going to be an air ball. No good. Rebound underneath by Fouch. They're going to call a jump ball. It's going to stay with Bashir. Four subs come in for the plate. How many are going to leave here?
Just three.
Now we got four out.
That's the good old six-man trick.
Might as well try it. Shipman trapped in the corner, and they're going to be a foul. That'll be five team fouls on the Bulldogs.
They got Mike Idle there. His first foul. Here comes Kale Moore and Josiah Bells are going to come in for Trey Treasure and Ryan Furtig.
They have to do a lot of substitution tonight because it's pretty high pace. Shipman has it trapped in the corner. Gets it out to Watson, wide open from three. Good. 75-48. They've been able to trim quite a few points off the lead here in the last few seconds. Three specifically, I guess. Bulldogs the other way. Idle gets it to Schrader. Fakes the three. Gets in the corner to Fouch. Fakes it. And cross-court pass to Fouch. Underneath to Idle. Idle to Fouch in the corner. Over to Schrader with a long three-pointer. Off no good. And rebounded by Shipman. 38 seconds left to go. Watson has it. 75-48. Oh, no-look pass. Bowser puts it up off the glass. And no good. But he gets fouled.
I thought he was going to get an and-one there.
Boy, that was a whale of a no-look pass there by Watson right in front of us. Good court vision there. Belzer is going to shoot two, 75-48. Try to cut into the 27-point lead. First one is good. Hazen will come in for Kale Moore, who didn't really grow any moss out there on the court.
I don't see a sweat bead on Kale Moore right now.
He's a cool customer. Belzer, no good. Rebounded by the Bulldogs. Trader comes the other way with 29 seconds left to go. Top of the key to Idle. Idle to Schrader. Schrader gives it to Fouch. Fouch's going to run the clock. 17 seconds left.
They're going to play for the last shot here.
They might as well. They're up by 26. 10 seconds left. And it's going to be kicked. We'll reset the shot clock here.
Good thinking.
It's 6.9 seconds left to go. It's 75-49. Give and go. Fouch gets it. And it's going to be out of bounds. Going to Bashir. 3.5 seconds left to go. Let's see if we can get a shot off here. Hazen gets it. Three. Shipman puts it up. Oh, no good. Off the back of the rim. Kind of a running one-hander there from about 28 feet away.
That's a good-looking shot for a spur-of-the-moment type deal.
Tigers lost about 14 points that quarter. 75-49 going into the fourth.
I smell comeback.
Might as well. let's play one more quarter here. 75-49. Hey, the plate is on pace for triple digits. Let's hope they don't get that far. Fouch inbounds to Fouch, and he'll bring it across the timeline. Anderson guards him at the top of the key. Out to Fouch. Gets it to Bunch. Over in the corner to Fouch. Goes up a three. Good. Linhart loses it in the middle of the court, but LaPlata calls off the press. Linhart, meanwhile, goes up a wild shot off the glass and good. Hey, we can't trade threes for twos here, fellas. It's 78-51. 7:30 left to go in the fourth. Meanwhile, underneath, Dusty Baker has it, and they're going to call out of bounds, or 3 seconds, I guess. Tyler finds his pencil. That was a good deal. Linhart inbounds to Hazen, and Linhart gets it back. Crosses the timeline. Gets it to Anderson. Jump stops. Gets it to Linhart. He throws it back up to Shipman. Shipman is blocked out of bounds, but rebounded by Anderson. He brings it back out. Oh, it was almost picked off there. Hazen gets it out to Shipman. Cale Watson getting a breather here, it looks like. Played the whole game so far. Linhart picks up his dribble, top of the key, gives it to Hazen. Hazen, bounce pass into Linhart. Linhart underneath to Watson, but it's taken away, and we're heading back the other way. Dusty Baker picked it off.
Good play there by Dusty.
It was. Foul. Fouch. Gets the bunch. Over to Smith. Back out top of the key to Fouch. Ball fake. Gives it out to Fouch, who's going to throw up another three. Rebound by Linhart, and we're heading back the other way. 78-51 with 6:30 left to go in the fourth.
Steals by Fouch.
Pocket. Doesn't pull up for three, and he goes in for the layup instead. Being too lackadaisical with the ball out top, and the Fouches are going to make him pay for that. Hazen will bring it across. Dribbles in the circle. Gets it to Anderson. Anderson holds it high. Gives it to Hazen. Hazen underneath to Kylie Watson. Power dribble. Absorbs the contact and good. Hey, nice play there by Kylie Watson.
It was nice.
Dribble and absorb the contact and put the basket in off the glass. 80-53 with 6 minutes left to go.
This is going to be a barn burner. Here we go. Missed the free throw. Picked up by Dusty Baker. Fouch is running. He gets it to his brother in the corner. He tries to go around Watson, but Watson cuts him off. Now top the key for Fouch. Left wing now for Smith. Smith thinks about three. Now top the key for Fouch. He launches, and he hits it. Tiger ball now. Hazen has it. Brings it across the court for the Tigers. Has a right wing. Tries to get it in. Now gets a right wing for Linhart. Dribbles down the baseline. He was fouled by, I believe, Baker. Yep. Baker fouled him. I believe that's going to be three on Baker. Linhart will have two shots here. Running clock on Bashir.
Hey, the Plata Bulldogs getting a glad hand. Their starting five comes out. Coach Copeland's going to do the same. Linhart misses both, pulls off of both of them. Fouch gets it. He's going to come across. Underneath to Schrader. Schrader tries to force it in. It's going to be stolen by, knocked away by Linhart and stolen by Watson. Linhart's going to bring it across. 83-53. 4:40 left to go. Hazen holds it on the right-hand wing. Carries it on his hip. And they're going to call in for the travel. For a double dribble here.
That's right.
Wholesale substitutions for both teams. Myers will bring it across the timeline. 4 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. A lot of new players in. We got Larrison. We got Moore.
Myers.
LaPlata at the elbow, knocked away by Shane Miller, picked up by Furtig, who has somebody guarding him. Pulls up from 18, no good.
Oh, I don't think he caught anything.
Yeah, a touch part of the rim, why not? LaPlata having trouble getting across. Furtig with another floor burn there, and Bulldogs going to throw it away. Running clock here, it's 83-53. It'll run as long as it's a 30-point game. That's the rule in high school in the second half, I believe. Or is it just fourth quarter?
I think it's just fourth quarter.
Well, we're definitely in fourth quarter. 3:24 left.
If the Tigers can put in a bucket here, they're going to stop the clock.
That's right.
That's good for the
Kyler
comeback.
Get paid by the hour.
Oh, Cale Moore with the old finger roll.
That was beautiful. Jerky finger roll there for Cale Moore. Meanwhile, the plate comes back the other way. Heaves up another three. Good.
That's hard on the corner.
They come off the bus shooting three-pointers here. Everybody can shoot them. Gil Watson will bring it back. And that'll keep the clock running.
Yeah.
It's 86-55 with 2:55.
Here's the clock stopper.
Gil Watson. Rebound by Shane Miller. Good inside position. Throws it off the Bulldog. Nice play there by Shane. Thought he was in trouble, so he threw it off the Bulldog. Gales.
Good thinking. Stop the clock here, LaPlata.
LaPlata's coach wants to talk it over. Hey, why not? You're getting a lot of guys out here that maybe don't play a lot. You might as well use this time for some instruction. You can't blame the coach from LaPlata for that.
I'm not blaming him.
I think he's a pretty stand-up guy as he sits down. In irony of ironies, Coach Copeland.
He's still standing.
To his people. He stands the whole game. Hey, we got Trey Treasure, David Anderson, Kale Moore, Shane Miller, and Ryan Furtig. Ryan Furtig leads the team in floor burns. He has to, hopefully. Furtig inbounds to the Bulldogs, and we're heading the other way.
That was a good pass to Schrader.
It was. Bulldogs hit back. Big three there. Gets it out top to Moore. Moore out to Myers. Myers fakes. Oh. Gets it out to Schrader. Schrader over to Moore. Moore with a ball fake. Gets it out to Larrison. Larrison over to Moore. Moore with a triple ball fake. Off Kale Watson V and out of bounds. Hey, he tried to. Kale got his hands in there. 2 minutes and running. Let's go in the game. It's 86-55.
Tigers definitely need to get a shot here to stop the clock and start the comeback here.
That's right. Myers has it. Played by Furtig. Gets it in the corner to Larrison. To Schrader. To Moore. Moore has it. Top of the key. To Larrison. Larrison, ball fake. Ball fake. Dribble. And some more ball fakes coming. Myers has it over in the corner. 1:38 left to go. Larrison gets it. Throws up a shot from 18. No good. Miller mistimes his rebound, and it's going to stay with the Bulldogs here. Schrader gets it to Moore. Moore with the ball fake to Schrader. Schrader wants to take a three badly, you can tell.
Yeah, he's itching for that three.
Myers, meanwhile, puts it up from 18. Good. 1:14 left to go. It's 88-55. We'll play it.
Tigers need a four to stop the clock. Here we go. Left wing now for Furtig. He dribbles, stop the key. Drives, tries the layup and was fouled. He'll shoot a couple free throws. Under a minute to go. He better heave these fast if the comeback's gonna happen. We need to get these up in a hurry. What are we waiting around for? Let's go, guys.
I don't know how many free throws you shoot when you got a clock in your face, but we're gonna see how Ryan does here.
40 seconds and he misses. That's hard on the comeback, Ryan. You gotta hit those free throws, man.
35 went all the way out to half court. He just about blew his chance for a second one here. 30 seconds left. He got a little jumpy on that one. Cross the line before the ball hit the rim.
He made it, but he gets too excited. It doesn't count.
He was going in for the tip jam, I think.
Yeah, that would have been a flashy ending to the game. Meanwhile, the player throws. The player threw up a shot off the side of the backboard. The shooter was looking around behind him. I don't know why. The ball went right beside him. Oh, David's about to lose it. Watch his shot. It was close, and the final is 55-88. It's a big LaPlata win. Hard played game by both teams, though. I'm sure both of them will feel good about themselves going into the next game.
We're going to give you some totals here. We wish Tigers, both the Lady Tigers and the Gentlemen Tigers, I guess. Well, at Milan, where my colleague Tyler Killen will have his first action of the season. John Slavin's going to figure up our stats for us. Thanks for joining us for this first home game. High-scoring affair, but Tigers made it a ball game there in the first half, but I think they just ran out of gas. I think LaPlata is used to playing this kind of game, and Brashear, not so much.
I would say you're right. Threes are just an added bonus with Brashear and with LaPlata.
That's the name of the game for real.
That is what they like to operate with.
Well, they had the Bounce Boys and Smith and Schrader. They all shoot. From judging this game, they shoot very, very high percentage of threes. Once you do that, you're going to open up that inside. And it's there if you need it, but they don't need it because they're going to make threes.
Yep.
John's crunching the numbers over here on the stats. All right, we got some totals for you. Andrew Linhart ended up with 2 points. Kale Moore with 6. Jacob Shipman with 17, high scorer for the Tigers. David Anderson with 3. Kale Watson with 14. Josiah Belzer with 5. Ryan Furtick with 3. Justin Hazen, 2. Kylie Watson had 4. As far as rebounds go, Andrew Linhart with 2. Jacob Shipman with 5. David Anderson with 2. Kale Watson with 5. Ryan Furtick with 1. Justin Hazen with 1. Kylie Watson with 1. And that'll be all from Brashear Arena. This is Matt Caldwell.
And Tyler Kevin.
And we're going to sign off now. Thanks for joining us.